This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning to you. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show on this Tuesday morning. It is Election Day over for the fine folks there in Southern Illinois. Go out and make your choices known today. In fact, if you postmark it by today, you have 14 more days to wait to vote on it, or to count it.
That's ridiculous.
Isn't that crazy? I was reading that this morning. I couldn't believe it. In Illinois, if your vote is postmarked by today, it can be counted up to 14 days from now. That's the kind of garbage they've got to clean up in our electoral system, for sure, in our voting systems. That is just crazy. Vote on time, folks. It's not that difficult. Plus, you have like a month to vote these days. Why would you not get your ballot postmarked until today?
And you can register to vote in person still today on Election Day.
It's insane. It really is. The election here is obviously a week from today. And here in Missouri, on the Missouri side of the river. And lots of big issues going on out there. I've got the Mark Cox Voter Guide for April is posted on the website, 971talk.com. And so many important issues, a couple mayoral races, a big proposition in St. Louis County on this side of the river. We're going to talk to one of the school board candidates for the Missouri races coming up here at about 8:20. David Randleman's going to join us. He is running down in the Lindbergh district for a little bit of fiscal sanity, it looks like. They just randomly wasted about $12 million of the taxpayers' money down in Lindbergh, and that's one of the issues that David is running on to try to fix that mess. So we'll get to him on that. I got Ryan Wiggins in with Wiggins America at about 8:35, and we're going to talk more about a great charity trap shoot event that's coming up to raise money for my our dear friend Jeff Hansen, longtime supporter of this radio station, and of course Chad carrying on his legacy. And every year they do a fundraiser for the foundation that helps area charities. We're going to talk to Chad about that coming up at about 8:45 or so. Right now, though, I want to go ahead and get to our top stories. Carl, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Is there a thought that the Democrats could try to run Barack Obama against you?
I'd love that.
For his third term?
Boy, I'd love that. That would be a good one. I'd like that.
Yeah, the president is continuing to let the line out when people ask him about whether he's interested in a third term as president, which of course he can't do. But the media's going wild at the thought of it, and it is the perfect distraction.
You guys continue to ask the president this question about a third term, and then he answers honestly and candidly with a smile, and then everybody here melts down about his answer.
Yeah, thank you. Like, what? Why are you worried about it if you keep asking the question and all he's doing is answering it?
They were beating me and starving me.
Do you think they starved you or they just didn't have food?
I should let that hang out there for a minute. That is esteemed journalist Leslie Stahl, who's more worried about whether or not the terrorists from Hamas were starving than the guy sitting in front of her who actually starved for 300 plus days as a hostage of those animals.
I can't say what they say. I haven't lived that. But I have no reason not to believe anything they say because they've earned my trust. And for that, I am grateful.
Thank you very much. This is a tale of two media organizations. Can I just tell you this? So the exclusive interview with the two astronauts who returned to Earth happened yesterday. Bill Hemmer of Fox News got the exclusive first interview with these two astronauts. He got to sit down with them, talk to them about what happened, all of this stuff. It was a long story. They gave him a lot of coverage time yesterday on Fox for that, right? And it was a pretty wide-ranging interview. And one thing that was made very clear in this interview is that they thank and credit Donald Trump and Elon Musk for bringing them home. Carl, play that full bite for the people there. Cut number six, please.
I respect you. I trust you. You've given me no reason not to trust you, either one of them. What they say, I can't say what they say. I haven't lived that. But I have no reason not to believe anything they say because they've earned my trust. And for that, I am grateful.
He's talking about Donald Trump and Elon Musk. He gave them full credit for bringing he and his fellow astronaut home after what was clearly a political decision, we've learned now, by the Biden administration, because Elon Musk offered to send one of his ships up to get them when NASA failed, and Biden would not allow it out of fear it might benefit Donald Trump
right.
in his election bid.
Because Musk had come out at that point and shown his support behind Donald Trump. They should be crediting Donald Trump and Elon Musk for getting them home safely.
They left these two astronauts up there months longer than they needed to be there for purely political reasons. So this morning in the break, I'm in my office a minute ago. I'm watching CBS This Morning with Gail King, and they've got Mark Strassman out covering this story because the rest of the journalists got to interview the astronauts after Bill Hemmer yesterday. So he's got we finally got to sit down with the two astronauts and blah, blah, blah. And he's sitting there with them and he goes, now, you like to say you're above politics, that you don't get into any of that. And there are some people trying to make this political. Is it political? And then they cut. You could tell they cut edited it to where Butch, the guy you just heard from, said, "You know, we try to stay above politics. We were out there floating in space, blah blah blah." And then they cut it off. And then they came back and actually had a discussion on the set as to why it was a shame that some people were trying to bring politics into this. That was CBS Network News this morning. After yesterday, the guy admitted how much he appreciated Trump and Musk for bringing them home. Of course it was political. This is CBS News, mainstream media, running cover for the Biden failures again. Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
Well, Butch is a devout Christian. He was crediting God and everything for keeping him basically sane and alive while he was stuck there for, what was it, 9 months or something like
that? Yeah,
something
really long.
I'd venture to guess that he was a Trump supporter before all of this happened, but certainly after he should be thanking them publicly.
It was political, and shame on CBS and any other network that tries to claim that it was just an accident that they were left up there for an extra 9 months. It was no accident. They could have been home 3 months ago, but Joe Biden wouldn't let them come home. I mean, come on, give me a break. Nobody's buying that stuff. Whoever the people are who only watch CBS News might have bought it, but hopefully anybody with a brain is watching other news outlets where you know that's just not the case. It's just silly season these days, folks. All right, coming up, my friend David Randleman's going to join us. He is going to talk to us about one of the issues that spurred him to run for the school board, because these are issues that affect everybody. You have kids in school or not. If a district is wasting your money to the tune of $12 million, you got to get involved. We'll be right back.
I'll just comment on our big mistake.
Yeah.
You know, we're
wasn't
surprised.
Our mistake.
You
said that was not our mistake.
Surprise.
Yeah, no mistake. Surprise.
Where we are at with our debt, and we issue COPS, which are certificates of participation, to borrow to, one, cover Art Surprise, and two, to just finish the project at the high school. So that was $12 million.
Wow, that's part of a campaign ad for my friend David Randleman, who's running for the school board down in Lindbergh. Wouldn't you love to know what's going on at these board meetings where they could just lose $12 million of your tax dollars? That's why these school board elections are so important coming up 1 week from today. And I've got David on the phone this morning. David, welcome back. How are you?
All right, doing well. Thank you, Mark,
so,
for having me.
Yeah, you know, I noticed this this video is from a school board meeting last year. It sounds like there was just poor oversight here, and they started a construction project before they should have, and there were big cost overruns. What happened?
Well, that's exactly it. What we witnessed there is a situation where the school went ahead without a permit from the county, and I realized that the county may have been delayed in some of their permits, but they went ahead and they started pouring foundation. Now, really, the amazing thing about all of this is not just that they did that and none of the board members challenged or asked why did we do that or keep anyone accountable, but then they added on to it additional work that became $12 million, which they took with a special loan that ended up being part of the last Prop R. And that wasn't transparent to the community at all. And I want to point one thing so that everyone understands. We are going to pay $13,000. Every household, average household in this Lindbergh Schools District is going to pay $13,000 extra in taxes by 2045 because of this kind of spending.
Wow. Well, I mean, this is what they get elected to do, is provide oversight. That clearly you found some examples here of where that's not happening. Are there other issues specific to Lindbergh that you're hoping to have an impact on? What's going on down there with curriculum and other issues?
Yes. Well, thanks for asking. Really, what's happening in all schools around is that our demographics are starting to stagnate. We're not having a lot of children. And so we're going to see a population collapse. And even in the next 5 years, we're going to start seeing stagnation and decline. And for schools to survive and be competitive, we need to make sure that they are academically successful. Lindbergh Schools has been declining academically. That's a known fact. And I believe that we need to be competitive. We need to go back to being one of the top school districts in our state like we used to be and draw families over to our area. That's really a matter of looking at the future.
Voter turnout is really pathetic for these smaller elections, and you have people who say, oh, they're not important, or I don't have kids in the district. What do you say to some of those people who feel like it's not necessary for them to turn out and vote next Tuesday?
Well, my hope is that with seeing the taxes and waste, I mean, most people who've lived in this district know that their taxes in the last 20 years have probably tripled, and they're going to continue and go up every assessment 3% and 4% year over year. And so we have to get someone in the board who can be responsible on taxes, curb the spending, and even lower our debt levy, which is now at 83 cents for every $100 assessed.
Wow.
So that's what I'm calling for. Please get people on the board who will answer to you, the citizens, and not just accept what the school wants.
Well, you got to get some common sense on there for sure. David Randleman, where can people go who are listening to find out more about your candidacy?
Yes. Well, I have a terrific website called Randleman.com. That's RANDELMAN.com. I have a video series that I created this year, which really delves into all the things going on at the school. I think you'll be shocked. You'll be surprised. And if that doesn't get you out to vote, I don't know what will.
Yeah. Well, let's hope it gets a lot of people out to vote. David Randleman, thank you and best of luck next Tuesday.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
You appreciate bet. It. Absolutely. And David is listed in my voter guide, which you can find at 971talk.com. I've got a lot of these local school board races listed in there. It's important stuff, as you heard him mention. Who knows if this is going on in your district, but if you've got people on there who are running on the issue of transparency, you're going to find out about it. You need to have some voices on there that aren't going to go along to get along and who are going to vote and do what's in the best interest of your kids and get rid of some of this these woke policies that are distracting the kids from actually learning. These test scores are falling everywhere, so we need to vote next Tuesday for sure. 971talk.com is where you can find that. Coming up, we'll get to our friend. We'll check in with our friend Ryan Wiggins of Wiggins America. Stay tuned.
Always remember, if you ain't first, you're last.
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
Oh, man. You know, normally, Kim, Ryan Wiggins would be in the studio with us right now, but that this morning he's last. He's not first.
He ditched us.
He's stuck in traffic, I think. Ryan, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm just in a car instead of in the studio.
I'm sorry, my friend. You've been complaining about some of those traffic problems getting over here from Illinois recently. It must be all the people out voting today.
I'm sure that's what it is, although this has been, maybe it's a lot of early voting, too, because it's been going on for months. So
that's true.
I don't know, man. You know what drives me crazy? Here's the deal. And I listen to Sue, and she reports on this. And she said, man, today's been a bad day. So if you're trying to get in from Illinois, especially, it's just terrible today. But they shut down 255. Tell me this makes sense. They shut down 255 for, what, 4 months or something like that now. And so all of the regional traffic, not all the commuter traffic is going to take the other bridges, but the regional traffic, the trucks and stuff, they're all going through downtown now to avoid 255. So instead of waiting to do major road work, until 255 is back open, they decide, let's shut down two lanes right before the 55-70 split in Illinois during rush hour today, you know, so all the regional traffic has to also slow down to go through downtown.
Perfect.
I don't get it. I don't get the logic.
Clearly, the two sides are not talking to each other there for sure. That didn't make any sense at all for sure. Hey, by the way, I'm sure you've probably seen it by now. Did you see the video yesterday of the Doge guy? Gracias is his last name, where he was talking about the fraud they found at Social Security, where they were giving all these illegal aliens. They saw a spike in the issuance of Social Security numbers during the Biden administration. They realized they were being issued to anybody who had been granted temporary asylum. And then as soon as they got Social Security, they were given Medicaid, and they were also registered to vote.
Oh, yeah, that is a must watch. That's a 12-minute, you know, I mean, that was a whole, like, rally that he was doing, but the 12 minutes where Garcia is on stage, he is explaining, and he's like, look, my parents are immigrants. I'm not anti-immigrant. Like, people are going to paint me as whatever, but he's out here doing this work. They outline and they show that 2 million people in the last couple of years, and rising, by the way, it was getting worse. It would have gotten even worse if they had not taken office, Trump hadn't. But 2 million people have registered for Social Security numbers, and they walk through exactly how to do it. If you're an illegal immigrant, they were actually being coached on how to get Social Security numbers so that they could game the system. The Democrat Party was coaching people to game our immigration system over and over and over to take your taxpayer money away from actual citizens.
Speaking of illegals, I don't know if you remember, but he was some, I guess you could call him an influencer. He was illegal himself, and he went on social media and was basically trying to educate other illegals how to squat in people's homes, where you would then have squatter rights, and the video went viral. Is that ringing a bell? That dude just got deported himself. See ya.
I love it.
Well, that makes sense, but that Garcia clip, Mark, I'm so glad you brought that up, because that's something that's like everybody needs to see this, because it's not people even trying to be political. They're saying these are things that your government was doing to you that are just wrong, no matter what side of the aisle you're on. You should see this and realize they were doing this to you. They were wasting your money. And here's the crazy thing. They don't know how many of these 2 million people voted, because once you have a Social Security number, you can vote. Well, that means that 2 million people were eligible to vote that should not have been able to vote, and they know some of them did. And, in fact, there's a arrest apparently coming today or tomorrow of a guy
who was sharing, he put 400,000 people on the Social Security illegally, and he would walk people through the process, and they know that this guy was doing it.
Well,
so it's a rampant fraud. It's rampant fraud.
I'm glad to hear that, and you made me wonder whether I was had his name wrong. But it's not Garcia, it's Gracias, just like thank you Gracias. In Spanish. It's Antonio Gracias, if people are searching for that clip, because you do need to watch it. I do hope it's he and Elon Musk on stage, and what they go through is pretty eye-opening, actually. You know, you mentioned this to me earlier, and that is the food stamp issue, which I have not discussed yet this morning, Ryan.
Yeah, so you know, every agency is doing their best to change things up, and this is what we voted for. So MAHA, the Robert Kennedy faction of the Make America Great Again movement, is on the move, and they have actually found a way to issue waivers to states now that they can drop soda from SNAP, from food stamps. And a couple states, at least one for sure, has already done this in West Virginia. And the whole point is to not just, I think, you know, go for full-on health, but it's also to say, look, if you're going to use taxpayer money to buy free food, we're going to make sure that you're buying healthy food and not junk food. And there's a fight breaking out on the right over this, whether you should have freedom of choice or not. And I just can't find the logic that says, that you absolutely should have freedom of choice to buy whatever soda you want if you're paying for it. But if you're using other people's money to pay for it, I don't really get the logic of saying you can't do that.
Well, I think it's a vicious cycle. And, you know, I've heard a lot of people claim that you're not supposed to be able to buy, what, prepared food with it? Is that correct?
Well, I thought it was highly processed food or something.
Well, prepared.
Like
no, I think prepared food, you generally can't go in and buy prepared food with it, like at restaurants and in grocery stores where they have prepared food.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like the packages that have everything pre-made, you just heat it up?
No, I'm talking about like hot. Like you're not supposed to be able to go in and buy hot food with it. That's not what it's designed for.
Oh, okay.
It's designed to go to the grocery store and get, you know, beans and diapers and things like that.
Yeah, that's
so if you can make it healthy,
you can't get you can't get like fresh food on food stamps.
Right? No, you're not supposed to. Anyway, interesting. Well, Ryan, I tell you what, my friend, thanks for letting us catch up with you in the car. Are you making any progress?
I'm right outside the door.
That's awesome. All right. Well, Ryan's finally made it to work. We're happy about that. We'll talk to you soon, buddy. Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
All right, listen to Wiggins America here on the radio station this weekend. That's awesome. So sorry we couldn't get him in, but got a little traffic delay this morning. All right, coming up, my friend Chad Hansen's going to join me to talk more about a great event he's got coming up. If you love trap shooting, if you've never been sporting clay shooting, there's an event coming up that I'm going to be taking part in coming up in May, and that is going to be a lot of fun. We'll have all the details for you up next. So just in case I haven't mentioned this yet, you've got an opportunity to download the voter guide, the Mark Cox voter guide, and that is on the website at 971talk.com. Get on there, download it. I've got a lot of the local issues and school districts on the Missouri side covered in there for you, and you can figure out exactly what is going on and how to vote. You can download it, you can print it out, you can do whatever you want, and we got to get people out to the polls. So please do that, and I would beg you to talk to your neighbors and friends and make sure they get out and vote. All right, great event coming up on May 17th. It is a Saturday. Hard to believe it's the 10th annual Jeff Hansen Memorial Foundation Sporting Clay event, and I've got none other than Chad Hansen on the phone this morning. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, guys. How you doing?
Doing fine. Thank you. Always look forward to this event every year, Chad. You guys do such a great job with it.
Yeah. It's a fun event. We've had some great people over the years join us, and makes it even more special, you know, when you see the same faces year after year, but we're adding to that group, and we look forward to it. So it's a good time and a good way for us to raise some money to send to some really good causes around the area.
Well, I know this year you are going to feature and benefit the Freedom 13, right? Freedom13.org?
Yeah, I had the opportunity to meet Mark Schmitz recently and hear his story and hear about Jared. And, man, what a touching and just cool thing that they're doing for veterans, especially, I mean, not even just locally. They have ambitions to go to all 50 states. So really honored to be involved with them and send the proceeds from this event their way.
You know, Chad, I just can't say enough about your dad, and this has obviously been set up in his memory, and I just want to mention that because he always loved giving back to the community.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. He loved getting involved any way he could, and this event, especially, you know, supporting the Freedom 13, this would be something he would have been all over. So, we're just proud to be able to do this in his memory and continue what he started years ago.
Yeah, I'm going to share the details here up on my Facebook page, but it is going to be May 17th up at Blackhawk Valley Hunting Preserve. That is in Old Monroe, just up north and west of town off 61. You can get up there pretty easily. Breakfast begins at 8. The shooting begins about 8:30, and then there's lunch afterwards, and you get some great awards. Like when I came in last place one time, I got a little gold toilet, didn't I, Chad?
Well, you know, everybody's got to be recognized, Mark. And that was a special event. You
even
know?
The worst one. I've done clay shooting before, and I've surprised myself. So hopefully people aren't scared off by participating if they've never done it, because some people might be better than they think.
Oh, for sure. And anybody of all skill levels is welcome. If you've never done it before, more than happy to go out and kind of walk you through it. And we got plenty of experienced shooters, but also plenty of people that are just starting out. So this event is definitely for everybody. If you're not a shooter and you want to be involved, you know, there's plenty of sponsorship opportunities, as well as just come out and have lunch with us. So and just enjoy the day.
It's true. You can I'll put that stuff up, that information as well. But there are station sponsors, and you can help sponsor breakfast or a T-shirt or the shotgun shells that will be used for the event. All that is available. And probably the best way to direct people on this, I would think, Chad, is just the Jeff Hansen Memorial Foundation.com, correct?
That's it. Yep. Jeff Hansen Memorial Foundation.com. They can click the events tab and it'll take them right to the upcoming event, and all the information is there.
Yeah, I understand. I'm going to get to shoot with Joe Brazel and Bill Eigel on my team, so this should be a lot of fun this year.
Yeah, there'll be plenty of politics going around. I'm sure.
I'm thinking that's probably what's going to happen. I hope people can join us up there. It's going to be great. It's usually a beautiful morning. Obviously, we're going to be we're going to be praying that we get great weather that day. But Saturday, May 17th, Blackhawk Valley Hunting Preserve. And hey, by the way, how's business? I know we've had some big storms move through lately.
We've been busy. Yeah, these storms have been kind of playing havoc on some people around town. And the leaves aren't even on the trees yet. So once these leaves start emerging, popping out, and these storms keep coming, it's really got the potential for some destruction.
Well,
so hopefully not. But again, you know, it just happens this time of the year.
Yeah, people know where to go. That's hansenstree.com. If you've got any trees you need taken down or any advice from one of their great arborists, they'll be happy to help you out with that. Chad, always a pleasure having you on, and I look forward to seeing you on the 17th, if not sooner.
Thanks, Mark. Talk soon.
All right, buddy. We'll talk soon. Again, May 17th, I will put that flyer up on the website. But Jeff Hansen Memorial Foundation.com. Kim, you should come out and shoot with us since you're an ace, clearly.
Well, I don't want to speak it up. I don't want to like talk myself up that much. But I was able to hit several of them. I really surprised myself.
Sporting clays is a unique sport. It's very difficult. And when I did get last place, just to my credit, the guy I was shooting with had never shot before. So that's one thing that hurt our score.
You?
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. No, he did. Anyway. Hey, Kilmeade's up next. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Have a great day.
Get more at 971talk.com.